Welcome back to Know Your Finances. I'm your host, Sukesh Pai. Today, we are talking about emerging risk of increasing inflation and rising interest rates. How do an investor think about this? For inflation risk, we can hedge the loss of purchasing power by owning assets that go up in value as the inflation picks up. To name a few such assets are stocks, real estates, commodities, and certain kinds of bonds. Yes, bonds, the very same instrument I said are at risk. These are, however, special bonds and are called Treasury Inflation Protected Bonds, or TIPS. The income they produce are tied to the inflation rate and hence will go higher as the inflation rate increases. For interest rate risk, we can hedge the loss in value of a bond by owning assets that are not impacted by interest rate changes or are impacted favorably by increase in interest rates. One good example is a bank stock. Banks make money when long-term interest rates are rising compared to short-term. Thus, if the interest rate curve steepens, banks are in a good place to earn more, and hence it would make sense to own bank stocks. Another asset to look at are value stocks as opposed to growth stocks. When growth was scarce, interest rate was low, and everyone wanted to own a stock that provided growth. However, as growth picks up broadly and the economy itself starts growing rapidly, all stocks are starting to grow. This favors value stocks as their value normalizes to the upside. Some investors and advisors have taken shelter in stocks that pay high dividends. When you divest your bonds that you use to provide income, dividend-paying stocks become a great choice as that income from bonds can be substituted by the income from dividends. All the above strategies to hedge interest rate risk requires an investor to sell off their bonds and be exposed to additional equity risk. One question to ask is, are there strategies that can still own bonds and yet are able to mitigate interest rate risk? Sure, there are. Perhaps these are some strategies that a long-term investor should give some serious attention to. One of them is bond laddering. In a bond ladder, an investor holds bonds of varying maturities. For example, if you have $100,000 invested in bonds, you may allocate the first $25,000 in bonds that mature in year one. Next, $25,000 in bonds that mature in year two, and so on. The idea is to hold the bonds until they mature. When you do this, you are not subject to the impact of the price of the bond due to changing interest rate. As one rung of the bond matures, you take that proceeds and invest into the next higher rung. When you do this, you are locking into a higher interest rate, thereby improving your income. If you are in doubt whether the interest rate is in a secular uptrend from here on, you may not be ready to make any drastic changes to your portfolio just yet. One way you can think of mitigating a potential rise in interest rate would be to lower the duration or the maturity period of your bond portfolio. As the duration of your bonds reduce, so does the impact of interest rates on the price of the bonds. This may be just sufficient to help you sleep through the night for the time being. I hope I have given you some ideas to chew on as you watch the turbulence in the financial markets. Meanwhile, I hope the last quarter of the year brings much luck to the financial markets with a Santa rally. Thank you for listening to Know Your Finances. Sukesh Pai is the founder and CEO of Trillium Square Advisors LLC. All opinions expressed by Sukesh Pai and the guests in this program are solely their own opinion and do not reflect the opinion of Trillium Square Advisors. This program is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. Clients of Trillium Square Advisors, LLC may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this program.